local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News. Sunday's Academy Awards are drawing lots of attention because of how several categories are wide open. That is extended to online.
The Academy Awards ceremony is just a few days away.
Reaching peak Oscar buzz right now, so people are searching for all sorts of things.
Google Trends expert Nick Byrne says the most searched Best Picture nominee is Anora.
Followed by The Brutalist, and then Nickel Boys came in third. And Amelia Perez in fourth.
But he adds that what people search for doesn't necessarily indicate what Academy voters will cast a ballot for. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The Oscars air Sunday on ABC. Native American activist Leonard Peltier continues to maintain his innocence. He spoke to the Associated Press in his first interview since then-President Biden commuted his life sentence for killing two FBI agents in 1975. He said resistance continues, but violence will not. Law enforcement criticized the release. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In these final days of the ice fishing season, it's very important to be aware of the ice. No ice is ever safe ice, but with the mild temperatures in place and rapid spring melting underway, the ice is weakening and rivers and streams are swelling. This causes ice to break apart on rivers and lakes. And with winds expected to become gusty tomorrow, this will also start to shift ice sheets around and may cause it to break, heave, or shove on shore. Ice jams are also common this time of year on rivers, which is when ice gets caught on bends, narrow areas, and forms a dam, backing up water and flooding areas upstream. Remember, a bit of extra vigilance can help assure the safety of both yourself and those around you. Wednesday, March 5th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's a basic technology help session. You can stop by the library for help with your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other devices. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 5th from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. The spring thaw has begun a bit early, and with frost leaving the ground, heavier loads can't use our roads. Meteorologist Brittany Malot explains.
The 5 days of warm temperatures have ended the frozen road declaration statewide. This went into effect at midnight, and road restrictions will continue as field staff continue to evaluate the conditions. They do this with frost tubes. These are liquid-filled and placed under the pavement. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local governments.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Waller, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Waller, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
State individual wrestling yesterday, Greg Morgan of Shawamigan. He wrestled Cruz he's from Crandon, and he got defeated. He got pinned in the first period, 55 seconds. I got the name right earlier, Palabicki. There we go. And Greg will have a chance to wrestle back, though, today. Still a chance to get on the medal stand. He's got a youngster from Lancaster. He'll wrestle a little bit after 1 o'clock this afternoon. J.J. Adamaitis, he wins his first match, and then he lost his second match via pin in the third period. So J.J. will try to wrestle back. He's got a Wyawega Fremont wrestler on the docket for today. Boys are wrapping up their regular season. Congrats to the Mellon Granite Digger boys. They're conference champions, a 62-58 win over Solon Springs last night. So Coach Moreland, Coach Meyer up there get themselves a conference championship. Congrats to them. Abbotsford beats Shawamigan 75-56 in boys action. It was Phillips topping Rib Lake 67-58. Other teams tuning up for tournament time. Hayward beat Ashland 78-58. The Mosinee boys, they topped Lakeland last night 69-51. The Rhinelander boys got a win over Medford 51-43. And Antigo beat Tomahawk 72-52. Girls tournament basketball tonight. We got the Phillips Loggers hosting Ladysmith 7 o'clock. Jeff Haken in the call tonight. That's right here at 98Q.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. According to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach, this is the time of the year when you absolutely have to target fish that haven't been pounded by all the other anglers out there. I'll tell you why, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says this time of year, if you're fishing community spots, you're having a tough time getting a bite. He said the aggressive fish in those spots have been taken. He said now all you've got there are the fish that are very finicky and hard to get hooked. So you need to find some new fish. You need to find some fish that have not been targeted. So you need to get off that community spot that everyone else has been fishing. To do that means you might have to take a few strikes before you find that ball that goes over the fence. And that means looking for areas where you have some transitions. According to Roach, one of the best late season transitions is where vegetation comes up against a pile of rock or rubble. He really likes a cobblestone that's connected to some deep vegetation. He says another area that you want to look at are inside turns. He says everyone fishes the tip of the points all winter long, and now these fish have migrated to those inside turns. Check those spots out too. Look for new spots. Find those fish that haven't been touched. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on snow showers likely today. We could have gusts from 35 to 40 miles per hour. The temperatures from the 30s this morning into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny and colder, our high 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98Q Country.
was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe you do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, sing along, shot, win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow.
But I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right.
George Strait there at 98Q. We're going to just duck out of George Strait here. We'll get to more George Strait a little bit later because we've got our sports reporter, 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens on the line with us. He is at the combines. He's down doing 40-yard sprints. He's doing everything the players are doing. Mike, how you doing down there?
I'm leaving the 40-yard sprints to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
What, tell us where you are right now, Mike.
Well, I'm inside the Indiana Convention Center. There's about 1,000 media guys here.
1,000.
And there's about 9 football players at different podiums all talking. They're all college football players. Remember Graham Mertz, the former Badgers quarterback?
Right, right.
He's now just taken to the stage over there, and I've got a recorder going so I can check out what he says later on. But, you know, we've had yesterday. So this is the combine. And so you're a football player like Hunter Waller from Muskego High outside of Milwaukee. Then you get into the Badgers program. You're there for 4 years, and you establish yourself as a safety and a guy that the teams are probably going to look at around the maybe the third or fourth round or so. And then you get invited down here to this combine. You're one of the top 300 players. They had about 329 actually report here. And so you do a physical. And then you interview with the teams, 20-minute interviews. And then you talk to here to the national media. And then you go out there at Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indianapolis Colts, which is right across the street. And you run the 40 and the shuttles, and you lift weights and do the vertical jump, and they get the measurables. And a guy actually from Wisconsin, Gil Brandt, who was born in Milwaukee, went to UW-Madison back in the 40s, and I think his roommate and friend, Crazy Legs Hirsch, Elroy Hirsch, who became a great receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, he got Gil into the NFL. Gil became a scout, later moved to Dallas and helped Tom Landry build the Cowboys. He worked for 28 years for the Cowboys as a scout, and he came up with the idea, like, why are we flying all over the country to chase these college players? Let's just all fly them into a centrally located place, and so we can get all the measurables and save ourselves time and money that way. And so that's why they've been doing the combine here since 1987. So that's where I'm at. That's what's going on.
Have you discovered the secret formula of how to determine if a quarterback's any good or not? Have you discovered that there yet?
We're on year two, year three now of Jordan Love.
Just generally in the NFL. Yeah, because we have the NFL owners and scouts, the ability to determine if a guy is going to be good or not has been something that they haven't been able to figure out yet, it seems like.
So. I'll tell you what. I'm nowhere near a scout. I do watch tape. I do watch these games, and I do have a feel for certain kinds of position and disposition, too. And I will tell you, about 5-6 years ago, I was down here, and it was said to be a really good class for quarterbacks. And up there was, Baker Mayfield. Oh, he was the one that everybody was talking about. He was going to go first, you know. Mm-hmm. Josh Rosen. Remember Josh Rosen?
Oh,
where
is
he now, right? You know, oh, yeah, he was like going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. And he was like arrogant and a little too cocky, a little too sure of himself. And then there was this big kid about 6'7" who I saw throw a ball flat-footed, effortlessly, 75 yards downfield. And it was a dime. And I listened to that kid talk for about 20 minutes down here. And then off to the side, he reminded me of Favre. He kept on referring to team. And it wasn't fake. It was just the way he was made up. His name is Josh Allen. Mm. And so when people were saying to me, so Baker Mayfield, you think I said, no, watch this Josh Allen kid. That's the kind of guy that I want lead my football team. And so those are the kinds of experiences you can have down here from time to time.
Yeah. Wide receiver. I mean, the Packers, that's number one issue, isn't it, in the offseason with Christian Watson going down at the end of the year, question mark to start this year, Romeo Dobbs, concussions. That's a big issue, right?
So I got a chance to talk to, for years, the general manager of the Packers held a private meeting, usually in Green Bay, maybe over lunch with the GM, especially through the Ted Thompson years. And only the newspaper guys, about 6 or 7 newspaper guys, got into that meeting. Nobody from radio and TV. I guess I've been doing this long enough where maybe it was LaFleur that got me in, but I got to sit at that table now the last couple of years. They do it down here at Indianapolis. I got down here on Monday. You get a little text, meet us in this room. You go to this hotel, you go to this conference room, and sure enough, there's Brian Gutekunst. We got to talk to him for an hour. Mm.
Yeah.
My sense from Brian is, he's not going to give up crazy draft picks to add to wide receiver. He might have a trick up his sleeve. He's not that excited about this year's free agency class like he was last year, where, man, he hit gold between Xavier McKinney at safety, and seven interceptions, and Josh Jacobs becoming such a leader on offense at running back. I don't know if he's that confident he's got that. And then if it's Myles Garrett, the defensive end who wants out of the Browns. Oh, and I got a chance to get to this little circle around Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, who said, yeah, we're not letting Myles Garrett go.
Okay.
No, he's our property, and we've had talks with them. Those were private. Whatever, Myles still wants to get out of Cleveland. But everyone says, give up a couple of picks and get that guy, and it's like that ex-Reggie White. Brian Gutekunst is like, I'm not giving around two first-round picks for some 29-year-old guy. That's just not the way we play. So, so we feel that out. To answer your question about wide receiver, though, yeah, I think they're going to have to get one more guy. So Christian Watson has had the surgery, torn ACL, and the final regular season game in the loss to the Bears. And he won't be back until November. That's the word that we got.
Yeah.
Romeo Doubs. He had a couple of serious concussions. Is he concussion prone? They don't think so.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed, number 11. I told you after the game in Philadelphia that the loss, the season-ending loss in the playoffs, that I went to Jaden's locker. He turns around. He's got his arm in a sling. Mm. Dislocated shoulder. Had to have surgery. He's going to miss some of the OTAs, but otherwise, he should be back for them for this season.
Yeah.
And one other weird story was, did you hear about this thing about Kenny Clark?
No.
Jay Glazer from the NFL Network is famous for years ago. He used to go to Arizona all the time in the offseason. Why? That's where all the players were working. That's where they're doing their weightlifting around Phoenix. Do a little golf, get a little sun, and get your work in with trainers. And that's how he got to be such a great NFL insider for Fox.
Oh,
yeah. On Monday, he posts a video. Hi, it's Jay Glazer, the NFL on Fox, and I'm here in Panama, at a spa with a lot of NFL players, including Green Bay's Kenny Clark.
Nice.
What? And so it's a place where they get stem cell research treatment.
Oh, nice. Well, whatever it takes.
Well, the first thing, it's kind of like, is he down with some quack doctor down there or, Panama? Really? That's the best place to get treatment for a knee or something? And, I want to remind the jury that, stem cells have been controversial. It's not been allowed, in certain administrations, et cetera. And so some of these guys have to go out of the country to get their answers. And I asked Gutekunst about it. I said, you aware of this? He goes, yeah. He said, we know. He says, Flea, Brian Engel, our head trainer, he knows about that. We like the players to check in with us. But it shows you that these players will pay this money out of their own pocket to do whatever they can to get their bodies ready, even if it has to be something exotic like going to Panama to get that kind of a result. So, those are the kinds of stories we've been catching up on.
Packers got outed as the no tush push. Do you have your shirt on, being from Green Bay? No tush push? Do you have your T-shirt on today?
Yeah. No. I don't get it. I think it's a good football play. Some people talk about it, makes it look like rugby. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
The Eagles have this play where their offensive line gets down in a four-point stance. They get those pad levels of the offensive line and get it way down low. They do it better than anybody else. And Jalen Hurts then is that quarterback, does that sneak. And then people say, well, what hypocrites. Green Bay is the team that's famous for the quarterback sneak and Bart Starr. And go, yeah, but, and Mark Murphy made a comment in his letters to fans on the team website, actually at the start of this month, saying, yeah, I don't know if the Tush Push should be in, because for years we couldn't push a player. And if you remember that iconic photo from Vernon Beaver of the Ice Bowl with Bart slipping in behind Jerry Kramer for the quarterback sneak and the win over the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl, the Chuck Machine, the running back they picked up who did such a great job in the second half of that season, you see him put his hands up over his head and people think he's signaling touchdown. And I've interviewed Machine about 20 years ago. He says, no. He said, it was, highly illegal to push your quarterback, So I put my hands up immediately to signal the rest. I didn't touch him. I didn't touch him.
Nice, nice.
So, you know, yeah, that's what, so Murphy, we ran into the hallway, Joel. He said, I didn't file a complaint. When I talked to Gudishitz about it, he said, yeah, I'm aware that, you know, we've had discussions. I didn't file a complaint. So apparently it was LaFleur who filed the complaint.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Give me a name drop quick. Give me a big hitter you're hanging out with on the floor, a media person. Give me a quick name drop.
Stacey Dales from the NFL Network. Oh. Mike Florio is here. Chris Sims, you know, the son of Phil.
Yeah.
He comes on and does little interviews with us in some of the shows that I'm on and all that. And the guys from the NFL Network, or from Sirius NFL Radio, or here too, Pat Kerwin.
Yeah,
But I'll tell you, though, it's not quite as big as a deal back in the day when it was like John Clayton, you know, Chris Mortensen, and, you know, Adam Scheffner broadcasting live here. You can tell some of the media cutbacks sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a lot more podcasters and a lot less network guys.
Yeah, but our big hitter, Mike Clemens, there. Mike, always good to talk to you. Enjoy your time there in Indy. Thanks for taking time to call us. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Joel. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Mike Clemens, he's in Indianapolis. He's at the convention center there where they're sprinting and throwing and trying to figure out who the best quarterback is, you know, and they get little interview sessions with them, you know, trying to pick their brains to see if they're as smart as they think they are. So that's Mike Clemens. We'll post that on the podcast section of 98qcountry.com for you to listen back to some good stuff there live from Indianapolis here. Our very own Mike Clemens. Birthdays are next. 762-3221 if you got one.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago. When she stood there and let her own folks know, she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest stakes. She knows the highest.
Dixie Chicks at 98Q Country. We'll get to our birthdays. We'll do a cake drawing in just a little bit here, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One in Park Falls. Hope the weekend has some good things going for you. Still time to get out and do some ice fishing if you want to do that. I think you can still do the panfish out there. It's going to be cool. Today, windy. Today's a good day to not be out moving around because temperatures are going to fall into the 20s by mid-late afternoon. And wind gusts 30, 40 miles an hour. If it's garbage day for you, you might want to keep an eye on that. The garbage can may end up surfing down 3rd Avenue if you don't watch that. We'll get to our birthdays and our celebrity birthdays and our weekly cake drawing in just a moment. Our keyword, final day of our snowball throwdown showdown. Everybody's getting a detention today. Well, that's the keyword anyway. For throwing snowballs, everyone gets a detention. D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-M. Detention is the key word. If you text that to us right now, we've got a $25 Bader's Sports Center gift certificate that someone is going to win, and we'll announce that winner on Monday. Put the Civic Media app on your phone. If you have an Android or iPhone, basically if it's not a flip phone, you have an Android or iPhone, there's an app store somewhere on your phone. Go in there, search for Civic Media, download it, it's free. Then you can listen to us and our Civic Media stations on your phone anytime you want. And then hit 98Q, text detention, D-E-T-D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, detention, sometime before midnight tonight, and you'll be in. We'll get to our birthdays after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Flambeau River YMCA is only 47 days away from the official opening. Final finishes have begun, along with final cleanings and fixtures going in, including a beautiful welcome desk, lighting, and ceiling tiles. In the next couple of weeks, we'll also see window tint installed, as well as interior and exterior Y signage. The Health and Wellness Center will include recumbent and upright bikes, treadmills, stair climbers, ellipticals, dumbbells, both plate-loaded and selectorized machines, and many other pieces of equipment. Additionally, there will be free group exercise classes such as yoga, cycling, HIIT, as well as add-ons such as small group and personal training, pricing to be determined on small group and personal training, and they'll be opening up their child care center this summer. Everything is moving along quickly. March 1st through March 31st over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's an adult puzzle swap. Leave a puzzle, take a puzzle, located on the second floor. Once again, this will be taking place for the entire month of March. If you take a puzzle, leave a puzzle. Over on the second floor of the Park Falls Public Library. A Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Here's Lisa Hale with more information.
Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera-Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickle has envisioned, but like Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, our area wrestlers are back at it again today. Greg Morgan of Shawamigan will wrestle this afternoon, trying to wrestle his way back and get on the medal stand. He lost his match yesterday in a fall at 55 seconds into the match. J.J. Adamitis won his first match, lost his second. He also will wrestle back today, trying to get back to the medal stand. Now, once you lose one match, you can't win it all. You can't win the championship, but you can come back and finish as high as, I believe, third place. So they still have hopes of being on the medal stand. J.J. Adamitis of Phillips, Gregory Morgan of Shawamigan. And we've got girls tournament hoops tonight. It's regional semifinals. Division 5, Owen Withy hosting Prentice. Prentice traveling to Owen Withy, the 1 seed. Gilman, the 5 seed, will be at Washburn, the 4 seed. Winter, home game, number 3 seed. They will host Rib Lake tonight. And Mellon is a 7 seed. They'll travel to South Shore tonight. The Phillips girls, they will play host to Ladysmith tonight. Should they win that game, they would get either Cameron or Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser in a game on Saturday night, right away. They turn around Friday, Saturday turnaround. And the Lakeland T-Birds also in action tonight. Good luck to them as they will play host to River Falls.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods. Find clothes for the whole family, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Your business helps support the students in the Lakeland Union Wings and Star programs. Most resale items are $5 or less, and there's always a special. Let your dollar go further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Find them on Facebook and next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
We got some birthdays to get to. Greg Gunderson is nice enough to come in here and supervise the old man to make sure we do this all correctly.
Good morning.
Lots of birthdays in there today.
Yeah, they're not easy to shake, rattle, or roll. How do you keep this fair? We got to fold these in half or something? Tent them up? I don't know.
Celebrity birthdays. Jason Aldean, the country music superstar whose real name is Jason Aldean, A-L-D-I-N-E, Williams. So Jason Aldean is actually his first and middle name. 48 today for country superstar Jason Aldean. Tangy Miller. Do I have that right? Tangy?
I'm guessing it's Tangy.
Tangy. Felicity is what she was on TV show. 51 today. Eric Lindros, the often injured NHL star, announced his retirement back in 07. Eric Lindros is 52. Let's see here. We have Robert Sean Leonard, the actor from Deadpool Society, TV's
host.
That's
just three first names. You just pick three first names and stuck them together. Robert Sean Leonard. That's not a real person.
It really isn't. You're right. He caught me. John Turturro, the actor from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? We had a discussion a couple weeks ago about how legendary that movie is.
Oh, the best.
Yes. Barton Finke was on quiz show. John Turturro is 68 today. Gilbert Gottfried. I don't know why, and I'm not proud of it, but Gilbert Gottfried always made me laugh. Not always, but I love the quirkiness of his character.
Some people just have a direct line to your funny bone. It's like food and flavors. There's no accounting for it. There's no accounting for taste is the thing, and comedy is part of it.
I think it's because way back when I was probably, I want to say in the 90s, he used to host late night. They would do movies, weird movies late at night, and he would jump on in between the movies and do commentary on the movies and how bad they were. And there was just something about his bizarre, quirky personality that I found interesting.
He's also a landmine of an impression. If you feel like you can do a good Gilbert Gottfried, do it yourself alone first to confirm. Yeah. Because if you don't do a good Gilbert, you're just going to make weird noises.
Bad.
Weird noises.
Yeah, I won't even go there anymore. So he passed back in 2022. Bernadette Peters. Broadway and film actress. She's best known theatrically, I think, as far as mainstream goes, for being in The Jerk with Steve Martin. Was his girlfriend in The Jerk. Pennies from Heaven. Bernadette Peters is 77 today. Bubba Smith, the College Football Hall of Famer, two-time Pro Bowl selection also, and then went on to be a kind of a movie star. Did 20 movies. He was in Police Academy series. Who wasn't, really? 19. Eventually, right?
He made an impression, though, with knocking that wall over when they were doing the obstacle course. Everybody's over it, and he just knocks it. Hightower! I think that was the name, Hightower. It's just a big dude.
My favorite personality from Police Academy was a guy who did all the sound effects.
Michael Winslow.
I've seen some stand-up of him after that, and it's really good.
He's still doing... Oh, yeah. Back then, his stand-up was awesome. He's gotten a little bit weird these days, but he's still incredibly talented. You can still find him on YouTube.
Yeah. He died 10 years ago, but he's still on YouTube.
No, Michael Winslow is still
Michael
on YouTube.
Winslow.
Bubba Smith
died Bubba
10
Smith
years
died
ago.
10 years.
Don't do that to me. Don't you do that to me.
I was just so excited that you killed somebody who's still alive.
I killed somebody yesterday on my show. Yeah, we do it all the time.
Joe South, the musician from back in the 70s and 80s, had a lot of links to a lot of different artists. Games People Play was kind of the song that he is known for. 1940, Joe South, born, passed in 2012. Mario Andretti, take a left turn, Mario, the legendary race car driver, born in Croatia. And he's still going. Mario Andretti is 85 today. I've always thought NASCAR drivers, how hard it has to be for them to drive just on normal freeways and stuff. When you go 200 miles an hour down the Indy 500 straightaway, and then you got to go 55 miles an hour in a regular car, that has to be really hard.
Well, I was thinking about it the other day, really just like how it feels to go 80 when you're pushing it on the freeway, and these guys are doing how fast? Like, they're... Racing is a sport. Racing is 100% a sport.
Yeah. It is that feeling of when you take a long road trip somewhere and you're on I-94 or something and you're going 75, 80 for 3-4 hours. Then you get home and the next morning you go to work and you look down, 71, you're going into 55. You're like, whoa, cowboy here.
Take off the lead boot.
Yeah. Gavin McLeod, the TV actor. Captain Steubing, he played on the Love Boat, and Murray Slaughter on the TV show Mary Tyler Moore also. Captain Steubing, born on this day, 1931. He passed back in 2021. Gray's laughing at me as I try to restart this song, and I can't do it. Charles Durning also is celebrating today, the actor who was seen in TV's Rescue Me and others. Everybody loves Raymond. He was in, too. All right, we got some local, a couple of local birthdays, yeah.
Charles Durning's also from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Another Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, other, he played Pappy O'Daniel. Can't run on reform when you're the darn incumbent.
Which character was he on Raymond then? Raymond?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with Everybody Loves Raymond, but he was Pappy O'Daniel, the kind of bigger, loud politician.
Okay, I have to look into that. Sue Holm is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Sue, happy birthday to you, Sue Holm. And we've got Hope Martinovich, who is celebrating a 7th birthday. She did that yesterday. Your great-grandparents and old family there wishing you, Hope, a very, very happy birthday. I think everybody is in. We have an official cake drawing, courtesy and overseen by the accounting firm of Toby, and Toby. Where is he?
Come here, buddy. Toby.
All right, he's coming. There he is. All right, Toby is in the room.
Toby's in the room.
If he would pick one, I would let him, but he will just, he'll eat them.
Oh, I get to reach into the box.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right.
I'll let you read it. The cake winner, ladies and gentlemen, is
Hope Martinovich.
Look at that, the 7-year-old.
7 years old earlier this week. Happy birthday from great-grandma Barb and great-grandpa Roger. You get a cake from Super One. Come pick it up from the station in Park Falls.
Congratulations, Hope.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on snow showers likely today. We could have gusts from 35 to 40 miles per hour. The temperatures from the 30s this morning into the low 20s by late afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny and colder, our high 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
98Q Country.
I've been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone, flying blind. I've seen it all, I've been around, I've been lost and I've been found. But who I am with you is who I really want to be. You're so good for me. And when I'm holding you, it feels like I've got the world in my hands. Yeah, a better man is who I am.
Country.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American beside my and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
Toby Keith at 98Q Country. Birthday wishes to Ray J, who's celebrating today. Also, Ray J Smart. Sorry, Karen, missed that one. But the good news is there were quite a few birthdays in that box this week. So the chance of Ray J winning next week are, I think, going to be a little bit better. So the mistake by the morning show guy might actually work on that. But Ray J is celebrating a fifth birthday today from Grandma and Grandpa and the whole family there. Ray J, happy birthday, a five-year one already. Wow. We'll get to some shopping show savings in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll see who shows up and shows some interest. It may be just me and Gray. Austin might show up. Big G might show up. We'll see. We've got shopping show savings always available at 98qcountry.com, but we'll talk specifically about the items on the way in the 9 o'clock hour. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fight with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
98Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this.